Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey, everybody. All right, this one's gonna be a huge one. Today I'm here with the Lancasters, and this guy, I think he's the band lead. I'm not really sure. I may be wrong, but
Yeah, I'm the band leader. I think I'm the band leader.
yeah.
I am Dave.
Hey, I wanted to personally say thank you for taking your time out to do this. I really do appreciate it. I'm so honored to
Oh,
meet
thank you so
you.
much. It's my honor. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's an honor for me.
That's nice, that's nice. All right, let's get into the action, shall we? All right. So I kind of want to start off with a little background of you as an artist. And I'll include questions about you and your band. So I want to start off with just you, with your backstory. So how did the journey with music start for you?
My journey started when I was maybe nine. I started playing guitar, and I've always been in love with Led Zeppelin sound. So I really dig Zepp sound or Jeff Beck sound, like sound in between 69 and 71. So my journey started when I found a cassette of the fourth album, Led Zeppelin album, and the third one, which is good too. And I think that I was flashed by that kind of sound. And I've always like to make a band, make that kind of sound with a band, with a compact band like a trio. Or I thought also to make a duo, but I really love bass sound, so I cannot do it without a bass, because in the years I really keep loving it. And I'm a guitarist, but I really love the bass sound. And I think that the reason, because I like so much that kind of instrument, is that I really love John Paul Jones' bass lines from Led Zeppelin. And so I can say that Led Zeppelin started my inner rock idea, and my inner feelings about rock. So that's my story, my personal story. The Lancasters one is quite different because we met in a quite magical way. So that's quite different. And the Lancasters met at a pub in a nearby town called Brescia in northern Italy. So we met during the night. We were quite drunk, and we thought, what do you want to do for the next future? And we said to each other, a rock band like a trio. So we got along from the very first time. And that's a brief story, but that's true, because he was and it is and he will be the Lancasters. Quite simple, but that's the story. So we began our journey and we found Californian label, which is called the Fuzzy Cracklings, which supported us from the very first time. And I would like to thank also them, because they pushed us to make more songs and make more singles, and they are the number one supporters for us. Then we've got another label from Italy. So we've got two labels, an Italian one and a Californian one. And they all supported us very hard every day, doing the hard work we need and they need to get in promotion. So this is the story of the Lancaster. We created a kind of crew. So we are kind of brothers that move together, that think together, that compose music and write lyrics together, like in the 70s, as I always dreamed to do. I've always dreamed about it.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna let that sink
in. Quite romantic. That is quite romantic, I think, because there are not so many bands that plays with that kind of sounds. I'm really happy about my band. I don't know if you got it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let what you said sink in for a bit, because you have such a musical life. I see your life was very musical. I can see.
Yep. I'm a producer.
Oh, got you. And is your style of music like Led Zeppelin? Is your style of music and the band's style of music like him, like rock and or punk rock, or is it similar to that kind of style of music?
Other genres that we like, not Zeppelin. Other genres, you mean it?
Oh, I was talking about the music that you actually make. Is it similar to the Led Zeppelin, like rock music? Is it similar?
Yeah, it's quite similar, but he has got an eye to the future, because we let down our overdrive for, I'm talking about the next work we are going to do, and we are about to write new songs. We've got six pre-production and other six, the first six one recorded on tape and the second one recorded in digital. So we've got a bunch of modern tracks and a bunch of quite vintage ones, but we are trying to mix that kind of sound. So there are not only Zep sounds songs, or not only modern songs. We are trying to melt it together and make a new kind of the Lancaster sound. So we are trying to get wet with different kind of sounds, and we are trying to push it to the limit, also over the hard rock, meeting metal ones and experimental ones, also synthesizers, not only guitar, bass, drums. We are trying to melt everything together and try to see what happens. We really don't know, but we are about to write it. So why don't we got to try it? Why don't we cannot experiment whatever we like. So, I mean, that's a cool thing to have a synthesizer beside the stage to use three times during a concert, or a piano song. We cannot bring a piano up on our stage because our venues are quite small. So we are trying to think the way we will bring it to live to the stage, but we think to add different sounds on this album. And so we try to get out from the mere rock and roll to go through more the rock, to see in the Lancaster way. So there are so many throwbacks to 70s, to fuzz, to squash sound on drums, like Bonham's one. So we are experimenting, and not only Zeppelin, also maybe through modern rock like Tame Impala, like Pond from Australia. We do like that kind of psychedelic.
Got you. And it's so unique how you're experimenting with different sounds. And overall, your band's so unique and different. And I love the kind of music we're experimenting. I love all that. It's one of my favorite things about music is experimenting and trying out new sounds and producing new ones. That's pretty nice. That's cool.
Yeah, of course. And it's very amazing doing it with the tape, because we produce everything on tape, and we are going to produce everything on tape when we are about to go through the sessions. I mean, pre-production are made in rehearsal room, so we've got to record it using digital way and digital devices like converters, stuff like that. When we go through the very session, the very album session, we always choose to use the 8-track on half-inch tape or 1-inch tape, like in the 60s, but using modern sound. We are thinking about it, because the modern that go through vintage is the first experiment we would like to do.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's amazing. All right, I'm gonna let what you said kind of sink in for me. I'm gonna let it sink in. And so, were you born around rock music? Were you born around it, or was your family into rock music? Was your community into rock music? Or did rock music come on your own?
There are a few friends through rock music, maybe only the ones I play with, three, four people, my four best friends, I could say, is through the country, and there are no way to express ourselves like artists. So I've always been meeting with four friends I've got, and the Lancasters are one of these, because we knew each other since I think 2009, it's been 10 years from now, and I'm pretty happy about it, because they are true friends, and we kind of grown together. So I'm quite happy about it because they are my few friends, but good friends, and that's the thing. I need that kind of people, so I don't need other people from the country, from my village, from a city, from the nearby city. I need the people to play with, and we are always talking about it. A few of them work in the music business. They have second jobs and job to earn something to spend music gear. But we think about that way to do music, like professional musicians, and we've always thought about it that way. So few of them work in the music, but we think the same way to music.
Oh, got you. And I'm just curious about this. Have you ever thought about touring? Have you ever thought about doing it, or you guys already did touring?
We did it, and we should do a tour after the COVID problems, because few days before this crap started, so in February 2020, we were supposed to go touring through Europe, and we've got to stop it because everything closed. And so the Lancasters were supposed to do like 10 gigs through Europe, maybe 15. So we're quite sad about it because we thought we could start it in a very amazing way, but we got stopped by this crap, and maybe after January 2021, we are going through tour in Italy and Europe. So we do know about touring, but we've never been through touring with this project because it all happened when we started to go out. So we made a small tour, but 12 gigs in Italy, and then we stopped. So we are quite sad about it. We hope to do it in the future.
Oh, I'm excited for if that does happen. If it does happen. I'm excited for if it does.
We hope to come over US too, because we were talking about it with Fussy Cracklins. So whenever it is possible, we will be there. So let's meet, let's cheer it up. So it would be amazing.
Yeah, that might be a possibility. Might be a bit, but that's a possibility. And just a follow-up to touring, have you guys ever did concerts? Like, what was your first concert you did, if you guys did one?
The first concert in my life of or of the Lancasters.
Both. I don't know.
Oh,
Did you ever do one on
okay.
your own? I didn't even know you did one on your own.
My very first concert, the first concert I did was in front of a cathedral. It's quite strange because I was 8, and I was playing with my acoustic guitar in front of a cathedral in Milan, and a few people crowded around me. So it was the very first concert. I've asked the guitar to a man that was playing there, and we played together. And he sang and he played harmonica, and I played guitar. So that was my first concert, and I was 8. I remember very well that moment. The first concert with Lancasters was in the same pub that in which we met the first time as the Lancasters, when we said, why don't we do a rock band? So it is good to remember to me, because it was very crowded. And that was a very remarkable concert. We were amazed by what happened. We sold like 30 cassettes, because the first time we sold our album was with cassettes. So it was amazing. Everyone wanted to buy that stuff, because I've got my tape deck at home. So let me try to start it up to listen your album. So good things happened there, and we were like galvanized by it.
Ah, I see. And it is crazy. I never would have imagined that your first concert was there. I would have thought something like at a football game or something. I would have thought it was there. I would have thought you actually started there. But it's pretty unique how that started for you. It's pretty crazy too. And actually insane too. Actually, basically, yeah. Anna, back to you again. So is Led Zeppelin like your main inspiration for your music and the band's music, or is there any more artists that inspire you and the group?
We are pretty amazed by Sleep Sound, by the Doomers sound, so Sleep, and of course Black Sabbath, because in the first album we sound in a couple of tracks like Black Sabbath from Sabotage, the 74 album, and maybe I might say Jeff Beck from Beckola and Tame Impala from Inner Speaker, the first album. If I talk by myself, I really have to thank Frank Zappa, because of his lyrics were so amazing, were so against everything, and I really love it, because when you're against everything, you think and you make the people think. So I really love the way to communicate from Frank Zappa, from Captain Beefheart, from David Bowie too, from Leonard Cohen, and I don't know if you know Fabrizio De André from Italy, which were a singer from the 60s and 70s. I really love the people who care about the audience and talk to the audience directly with the lyrics in songs.
Okay, now I feel bad because I've not heard any of the artists you just said. I now feel bad. I feel terrible. Please don't hate me. I've never heard of them.
No. It doesn't matter. That's the reason that will... I hope you will listen to it, because it's an Italian singer, but it sounds like 70s singers like Neil Young, and I'm in love with Fabrizio because it was quite different between quite different from other singer in the same decade. So I really love it. We also love Weather Report because of their riffs and kind of arabesque they make during the song. It's a quite a hard listen, but Weather Report are, I think they've got the most peculiar grooves in the history of progressive rock or other stuff like Emerson, Lake and Palmer, but the very first album. Then they've got too cheesy, I think. That's my opinion, my simple opinion, my humble opinion.
I think it's true. I think we can label them as cheesy. I think now that you said that, maybe now we can just label them as cheesy. I already have the pen, yeah. So I'll just put that down as cheesy then.
too many notes. Songs are made by three notes, I think, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, simple, guys. So we need only three notes. It's the only thing needed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but they got to be right. The right three notes.
Yeah. I think if you go past three, you're officially cheesy. I think if you go past three, you're officially cheesy then. Let's just say that for right now. Let's just say if you go past three, then you get marked as cheesy, and that's your label forever. Like, that's what you'll be from now on.
And I think it keeps only one album. When you make an album thinking to fill it with everything, like I think about Brain Salad Surgery, which is a good album, but very awful against what was the second one, Tarkus from 72, which was, I think, the most high point of that band. So I think that it needs only one album to get that label. So if you are cheesy for one album, you're cheesy forever.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Imagine if they only made one album, they didn't make any more. Would that be considered cheesy then? Would that be considered then?
Sorry?
So if they only made one album and they didn't make any more, would that be cheesy then?
If I make only one album.
Imagine that. Just let it sink in your brain for a sec. Let that sink in.
From other bands, if I were doing an album, what album I would do?
Look at this.
Maybe it's quite difficult because I think the first Donovan album from UK. So quite psychedelic, but not. It's a crossover between beat and psychedelic. So I've got 60s feeling. So if you do me that question, I will answer with a 60s or a 70s album. Sorry.
That's fine. That's totally fine. And I met some of your folks. I met some of your UK guys. I met some of them. Like 25% of the people I did was from the UK. So that's pretty nice.
I really love the way they mix their albums. So I really love UK sounds from 60s and 70s. So You might think I'd better be I it maybe I think I'd better be born in 1944 to be 20 in the 64.
Wow. Imagine that for real. That's
it's quite
insane.
strange. Quite weird.
Oh, yeah. I think we can label that as weird for now. I think we'll just put that there for a minute. Okay. Now, I'm gonna make you pick favorites. What's your favorite instrument? Or do you play any instruments? Or I don't know if you play any instrument.
I'm playing guitar with Lancasters, and I sing. Steve is the bass player, and Fred is the drum player. So we are a trio, and I'm the lead singer and guitarist. I really dig it because guitar is my very first instrument. So with Lancasters, I can focus on it very well, and it's quite rough to hear because when you listen to a band with six or seven band members, you hear the whole thing coming from the stage, and I really like to insert kind of stereo things when I play. So I'm used to play guitar with amplifier and DI, and to fill the stage with my sound. And then we during the sound check, we come through with the other levels based on the guitar level. So we try to make it direct from the stage and as huge as we can. So the trio, the power trio that comes from the stage, nothing else. So I really love what the guitar allowed to me.
Oh, sick. I love the guitar. I wish I learned how to play it, but I love it. I love that and piano. I love both of those. I think those two are probably my favorites.
I really dig also Hammond organ and Fender Rhodes piano, the 73 model.
Got you.
I really love it. I've got a Rhodes piano from 1978, and through a Fender, it is amazing. It's just amazing and the most beautiful sound on earth. I think that the Rhodes played the right way is the most beautiful and quite an harp sound, quite an ancient sound.
Oh,
But the first one, I feel that the first one for me, it's the guitar because I'm in love with that instrument.
that's nice. That's nice. All right. And here's a nice favorite. Who's your favorite band member? You have a favorite
My favorite
band member? That's
from
why
my band.
That's why I'm gonna make you do favorites. I'm gonna make you do favorites. See, look, I'm laughing.
No, I haven't got favorite members from our band. They are all my favorite members.
Oh, come on, you have one. Nope, you have one. You can stop lying now. You have
Steve,
one.
which is my best friend through years, Steve, the bass player. But also the other ones are amazing, and they all support me in everything I want to do with my band.
Aw, that's cool how y'all stick together. That's nice. Y'all like a flock. That's nice. That's excellent. Okay. Now
Exactly.
let's see this one. Oh, okay. So what would happen if you were not a musician, you were not a band? Where would you be right now?
I think I would be in a factory doing what I studied for. I am an IT engineer. So maybe I would do programs or electronic circuits because I've studied for it, and basically I've applied it to I've applied that kind of what might I say skills through electronics or other things. Now I've applied to audio equipment. So I do compressors. I build it for myself and design it for. So I've never gave up to do what I've started for, like equalizer, compressor, gain stages for microphones, line stages. So maybe I would do that kind of things, but in another way, maybe lights, maybe computers. I really don't know, but that kind of stuff. I'm in love with electronic stuff, electronic equipment, music gear, everything which turns on lights and other components.
Okay. So are you the team's are you the group's roadie then, since you're into that? Are you the team's roadie? Like, you take care of the equipment, you bring it on trips and all that stuff, you're the roadie?
No. We are the roadie for our band, so we make the roadie for ourselves.
Oh, got you. That explains a bit.
Yeah,
right.
we feel more comfortable doing it because we are sure to afford the right sound on every stage, and I think it will remain the same thing for the future. We will do the roadie. Maybe when we get rich, we get roadies, but we dig electronic stuff, so we'd like to control everything in our shows, and we will keep doing it for the next future.
That's sweet. That's sweet. That's good to hear. That's nice. Oh, okay. I want to ask this one because you've had a lot of artists on my list, but do you have any dream collaborations that you have in mind?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I might have cut up, but I was saying, do you have any dream collabs in mind?
Maybe a modern collab, not kind of Jimmy Page collab, which is a dream for me, I have to say. But I think that a dream collab would be with Joshom. I think he's a very wise dude. He's a very he's a genius. He kind of revolutionized rock sound through years, through 30 or maybe more years of career. So I really like to hear stories and way to produce a track from him directly, maybe in front of an SSL or a Neve desk. So and producing on tape, of course. But I think Joshom, because he got something from the desert and he brought it to modern music. desert rock through modern music, and slow or heavy sound through pop. I mean, Mark Ronson collab for the Queens of the Stone Age last album impressed me that much. So I think he's in the pole position for our dream collab, for me and for my friend, I think.
Oh, interesting. Of course, I never heard of those artists, but interesting. Okay, I need to listen to rock more.
Also Saint Vincent. I think that she's a genius too, and she revolutionized pop with rock. So the inverse path to do it, but from
Sweet. Yeah, I will definitely have to check her out later. Okay. Interesting. And now he's frozen. He's turned into an ice cube. He turned into an ice cube. So you turned into an ice cube for a sec, but you're back now.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. You kind of frozen for a bit, but you're fine now. Okay. And I know what you'll say for this one, but I just want to hear it out of your mouth. Have you or the group ever
had for you?
All right. Have you or the group ever had a writer's block?
Sorry?
Have you or the group ever had a writer's block?
What is it? Sorry.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, so a writer's block, is basically a period of time where you can't think of anything to write. It's kind of like painter's block or a music block.
Ah, okay. I got it. I've got a block, like the one you're talking about, in 2011 or 2012. I've been the whole summer of that year, stopped for, because I was ill, and I've never been needing guitar in that period. So I read books. I've done other stuff to keep my mind out of the music, but not for the music itself, not for itself, because I really enjoyed the playing guitar. I've never been stopped by the music itself. And I've always been writing 3-4 tracks per week since I was 18, maybe 19. So I've got too many tracks, and I've never stopped to write because because I'm always inspired by what I do and what I'm searching for. And I think that that's the only way to keep it on, to keep it, to keep the music safe, to find new things instead of getting bored about notes and composition and saying, no, that's a crap. Let's see for next week what we got. No, I have never had that kind of period in my life, so I'm quite happy about it. I'm also quite lucky, maybe lucky.
Yeah, you are lucky. And you've done music for a long time, 10 years, and you've never had one. I think that's a record for everybody. I think you just broke the record because a lot of people say they didn't have writer's block and they started like making music for like a year, but you've done it for like over a decade and you've never had a writer's block. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Instead of that summer, because of the illness, but that was not for my reasons or for any reasons, instead of my illness. So I'm really happy about it. And also music had me in every period of my life, and it has always been very important to me.
I can see you have a strong passion for it. And since you've always been around music, I guess you could never have a writer's block because you're always around music. So I guess you could never really have one. It's not that you never really have one. It's like you never could get one. Like, I don't really envision you having one.
We hope we won't have one, maybe in the next 10 years, maybe from now on. I think we're going to write everything we've got, because we got back to our rehearsal room after COVID, and so we have twice the need to play, and twice the feelings to describe through music, through lyrics. So we are waiting about shows and the time that we keeps us on stage, and that will see us between a merch table or on a van through Europe. So we are waiting just for it.
We'll keep on that wait then. And just on the topic of writing, do you have any songs in the vault? Like, do you have any unreleased songs that are like hidden away? Do you have any songs like that, or like any scrapped songs or albums?
We are about to put out a new single, which is going to be published on 14 May, May the 14th, which is called "Good Night," which talks about lovers and the way that lovers, which lives far from each other, the way they live through that, distances. And "Good Night" is a lullaby to the people in person. So we are pretty happy about that. That single, which is going to come out on 14 of May. And then we are going through album session. So we're going to put it out in 2022. And of course we are happy about it, because we can see we can see the moment to make that record on 8-track machine, on 8-track deck. So the single, and then we go through session, and so let's see what 2022 will give to us.
That's nice, that's nice. But if you did happen to have any scrap songs, you should bring them back. Like if you have any like songs that you've hidden away, you should really bring them back. You should really bring those songs back. Like, have you ever thought about doing that for those songs that you put away in scraps? Like, have you ever thought about bringing them back?
We've got a couple of songs that we are not sure, and we are not sure about it, because they are too cheesy. I mean, I think that cheesy is the main problem that we've got, because always referring on 70s sounds, we often go through heavier riffs or fast riffs, and then when we listen after the rehearsals, songs we are like, no, let's change this part, let's move these parts, and
all the lights cut out. Oh, blackout. Guys, he had a blackout. I'm just kidding. And now he's gone quiet, and he probably is fixing his mic. So I'm just going to, until he comes back, just going to say this to the fans, make sure to check us out on all socials. I already tell you guys all the time, but I really would appreciate some follows and, you know, check out what we have and check out the other episodes that are there. That's always exciting. That's always, always exciting. And he is gone. Okay, to sum up everything going on, I wanted to thank you guys so much for watching. I know he left early, but I wanted to end this on a good note. Thank you guys so, so much for watching. I really, really, really appreciate everything you guys do. And I'm really, really happy to be doing this. And I thank you guys so much for all the support you've given me ever since this podcast started. So to end on a good note, make sure you check out all our socials, and make sure to check out him. His band's called Lancasters. I bet if you Google it, you'll find his information. And yeah, y'all have a good one. And thank you guys for watching. And stay tuned for more to come, y'all. We're not done yet. Thank you so much, guys, for reviewing this. And I'll see you guys soon. Bye, everybody. Have a good one. See you guys soon. Bye, y'all. Okay, here's a twist. He's back. I didn't even know that whole thing. But I just disregard the ending, it's not. But so you said my first album I listened to, or the first one I actually made?
Yeah. The first album you've heard.
The first album that I heard of was, golly, I'm trying to remember. You don't know who this artist is, but it's Bruno Mars. He is my absolute favorite artist of all time. He's amazing. His vocals is so amazing. So his album was the first I heard. And from that, I listened to every other album down here, because I know you're not from the U.S. I don't think you came here, but in the U.S., it's a lot of pop music and rap music. So from that first album, I just really started to dive into music, different genres of music, and I loved it. I love a lot of music. The only music that I possibly don't listen to a lot is like rock or blues. Well, actually blues I sort of listen to, but it's like mainly rock, because I don't really listen to a lot of rock music. My parents do, but I don't really do. And
My parents are used to listen to other kind of stuff, like popular Italian music. I'm quite different. I feel quite different. I feel more interested in UK music from 60s and 70s. So I can see you.
Yeah. And when you talked about rock, I was like, okay. I was like drawing a blank space, because I don't really listen to it a lot. So I was like totally drawing a blank space whenever you were talking about it. But I totally do respect what you're doing. And I'm actually glad I'm talking to an actual band because there's not a lot of bands out there. I don't know if you noticed, but there's not a lot of like bands making music. I mean, the only band that I happen to listen to is, I don't know if you know, but Maroon 5, but that's the only like band that's still around.
Yeah, but I think that's a pop concept of band. I'm talking about classical bands, so the band that meet and build up a proper history of the way to do rock, a personal way to do rock. I really love that sincere way to do music. So I think that come across every genres of music. Between hip hop, like in the 70s, there were the crews, like late 70s, early 80s, and then what happened to come over the decades and bring us to the audience, hip hop music. I listen it a bit. Not at all. I don't love it at all, but I think that hip hop has got the right way to melt everything together and to make the most interesting new thing of the 21st century. So it's I think the most important genre from nowadays and from decades, maybe in 80, 81, there has been drawn the first hip-hop design of beat and flow. And so I'm quite interested in hip-hop and what it brings through decades and through people which made it. I'm interested. I really love songs like The Message from Grandmaster Flash and that kind of stuff. I think that is very interesting. So I could find something interesting between one genre and another one, and not only rock. Indie was and it is my preferred one.
Gotcha. Wow, okay. I see you. And I'm thinking of seeing, is there anything else you would like to know about me besides that one thing you said?
That's all. I would like to ask you that thing.
I know you're lying, but okay. Okay. And I'm excited to hear your showcase later.
I will send it to you after call, and you will hear it. You will have the chance to listen for the first time. A piano session of Goodnight, so the single which is going to come out on May the 14th. So I made a piano solo version of that song.
Oh, amazing. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's a little softer than the original one, but I think that's a way to see this song, a way to read it.
Okay, I see you. You're making moves. You're making big moves. You're making moves. All right, back to favorites. What is your favorite song that you made?
My favorite song
that you or the band made. That's right, I'm picking favorites. Guys, look at his. Guys, you can't look at his face.
From the last album, I think Powder, which is a slow rocker through darkness and black stars and through the great nothing. So we really dig astronomical path through the solar systems and to hear a story about astronauts which travel through stars, and I like to describe it like a journey to the hell. So I would like to describe the journey through the hell like a journey through sky, which is quite opposite.
Okay, got you. All right, here's another favorite. What's your favorite album that you or your band made?
I think that the first Lancaster album makes us happier and happier. So I'm going to say the Lancasters. Not because I'm the bandmate and I really dig Lancaster and I really dig what I like. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be in loop on my thing itself. So I would like to say the first album because I really found what I'm going to do for the next 10 years. And I hope it will come newer and newer and stranger and crazier and all that thing met together. So this is the very start, the start I needed, the start we needed. So this is the album. So we do prefer this one.
that's nice.
And I do prefer, I can talk by myself.
And now I turn to an ice cube again. Your face is frozen and you're becoming an ice cube. Okay, wow, this dude really likes to be frozen. I mean, it really does.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, you turned to an ice cube and you were frozen again.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I think this technology stuff has really reached this point, I think. I think right now the bar is pretty high, and if it goes any higher, then I don't know. I might just do something horrible. Oh, golly. But I do actually want to say thanks for being patient with me. You're very patient. And even though this wasn't the most practical interview, I just really want to deeply say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I mean, when I heard about you, I was like, okay, so it's a band now, okay? Okay, it's a band. Okay. It's been a while since I've done a band. I think it's been a while since I've done a band, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be new. But I'm determined to meet him. I'm determined to meet them, and I'm determined to do this.
I'm quite amazed too, because I wasn't expecting that kind of interest in my music by something called Rap It Out, but I think that we go along because we're searching the music the same thing. So we are sincere music researcher, and we are through music with the whole thing, with the whole body, and we love music. So
I'm pretty happy to be here with you.
Yeah, me too. And why would you be shocked that I was interested? I mean, I'm always happy to do artists, but why would you be shocked that I would be interested in your music then? Do you think I was like into modern stuff? You thought I was into modern stuff and I wouldn't. And I would think your music was too cool. Is that it? Is that it then?
Sorry?
Oh God. I was a little surprised when you said you were shocked when I asked you about the interview and that I was interested. And I was kind of wondering, did you think I was into modern music and I only did modern artists? Was that the case then? Is that it then? Is that it?
Sorry, but the audio is glitching very, very hard. So I can't hear you very well. Sorry. Can you make another time the same question? Sorry. Can you repeat it?
Why were you shocked when I was interested? Why were you shocked by that? I'm just curious. Why were you shocked?
Because I'm always interested in other people from other genres or other people from far places and way to think and way to live, interested in my music. And I'm interested in what question are they going to make to me? And that's always, every time, interesting to me. And this time maybe one of the most interesting, because we talk about my music, your music, and we go along, and this is what I expect from music. This is what I need from music, to meet new people and this is one of the most beautiful chance I had. So in the past and in the future, I hope to get more of these chances.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And I see where you're going with that one. And I know, and I'm sure more and more people will ask you about the opportunity. And hopefully I'll get to see you more and maybe see you on national TV, maybe.
Oh, we hope so. we hope to be there. And we hope to share our music and our words with everyone we meet and to find more people interested in what we did and to talk an hour, maybe two, maybe three or more, about music, about what we think about music and how we think we are going to do music, the way we want to do music. Because it's always discovering new ways and other people's way to do music. It's the only way, I think it's definitely the only way to renew our stuff, to renew our portfolio. So I think it is the best way to talk like this about music. I'm always interested in chats, talking about like that, like with you, talking simply about music.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
That's what I love about doing this. And that's why I did the upgrade for my podcast. So I could do this. So I could do more of this. And we both benefit. And I love it. It's so exciting. It's like a virtual field trip.
Yeah. I guess you are going to know so many people from the world doing the most strange and different stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a thing to live for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And some people from the UK was really nice. I got to funny. It felt weird when people from the British, they have that kind of strong accent. They have a very strong
Like
accent.
I knew people from Manchester and from Liverpool. They've got a quite strange accent because the Mancunian are pretty strong, like talk like the poop, like that. And the Scousy from Liverpool one are pretty strange. And instead of the size of the country, UK has got too many accents between a city and another one.
Most definitely. Oh God. Oh damn, we're going that long then? Oh my God. I'm now just looking at the clock and well shit.
There are no problems.
Wow, damn. But I do want to really say thank you. And again, an honor to meet you and to be doing this. And also, would you follow up to the email I sent about the social media links? Which, by the way, I totally forgot to say this to you, the end credits. So basically, this is your time to shout out anyone, say any things, shout out any social media, which, by the way, please send me those social media links and email them to me. And
Yeah, of course.
any advice you want to give to any to people out there who are just starting out in music, and yeah, just go for it.
Of course. So I might say that people that would like to listen to our music could dig it on Spotify and every provider on the internet. Then we've got two pages, two main pages, one on Facebook, the Lancasters dot band, and on Instagram, the Lancasters underscore band. So it's quite simple to reach the Lancaster on online. So we are there, and our music will be out soon. So let's come up, let's come to find our stuff and listen to our music, our tunes.
Sweet, sweet. Thanks to those. And again, please send me those.
Yeah, I will send it to you.
Cool. And oh my God. Another things, and y'all need to check them out for real. Like
Okay.
if you haven't, and I'm speaking to them out there who's hopefully listening, y'all need to check them out for real though. If you're not, then get out of bed and listen and check out the music. Get out of bed, put on some earphones and really, really listen. And sorry about the thing I said earlier about goodbyes. That was
Yeah.
not it. That was not it. I thought he left, but he didn't leave. His internet probably just got out or something, but this is the actual thing. Again, to check out my socials, everything's on Wrap It Up Podcast. And stay tuned for more to come from me. And thank you guys so much for watching. And I hope you guys had a good time. I hope you had a good time talking, and I certainly did.
I had a good time too, so I'm pretty happy to be there.
Nice. That's awesome. And yeah, to close this out on a good note, thank you guys so much. And thank you to for
You're welcome.
being
Thank you
here and
so
taking your
much
time out to
too.
do this and being patient with me. And I'll see everybody soon, whatever day or night, whatever time zone you guys are. Have a good one, and I will see you guys soon. Bye, everybody. Have a good one. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Fly over the oceans, soon as the day.